Brad Bollinger is here from the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. I think the biggest story, maybe the most impactful story of the last week, has to do with Fountain Grove and its water system. We knew there was a problem. We knew there was benzene and some melting of the underground pipes there. But wow, this latest report is much more significant than that.
Well, yes, it looks like maybe the entire system needs to be replaced, and this is where our federal partners are so important, where they can come in and fund and get this job complete. It has to be done.
They're talking about $43 million price tag, and that, of course, could have a far-reaching effect on when the folks at Fountain Grove can rebuild.
Well, let's look at it. Maybe in a possible scenario that they get, they get this started, get the water system replacement underway at the same time that they're rebuilding homes, which would make sense, rather than ripping up things twice.
Yes.
So, and there's some hopeful signs there that, the Hamiltons. They're probably the most famous right now. There's a story done on them. They're the first to go up and in Fountain Grove and
put some walls up. Yep.
You have to look forward. You can't look back. So, it's a big bump in the road, no question about it. And we just have to get over it.
One of the things that locations and areas need to do after disasters, get the word out. Hey, listen, we're okay. We want your business to get the tourism back industry going again. There was a recent tourism ambassador award program for someone who's done a lot to help kind of Sonoma County get the tourism back.
Yeah, this is a great program. It's been around for several years where you go through a training program and become a tourism ambassador. That helps you, if a tourist, if you're the first person a tourist asks about something and you don't know, that's not a great experience, right? So you want it to be people trained and knowing what to do and where to send people. And it's just been a great program. And I think one of the award recipients this year was the general manager of the Hilton, which burned in the fires, is the last one to get out. And, it's just a great program that keeps us, if you want tourists to come back and want them to share their story positively, you kind of have to be the Ritz-Carlton of tourism and make sure that you got the people in place that are trained and know what to do.
And speaking of tourism, Brad, wow, does this tie in? The hotel revenue, I was amazed by this figure in Sonoma County. The hotel revenue's up about 30%, which they can't all be, sort of relocated fire victims.
No, if you look, I think Napa tourism, it was the first to come back. They were just kind of, they had the fortunate timing of the opening of this very spectacular Archer Hotel in downtown Napa. And, Napa is the place for tourists to stay. There's a number of very beautiful high-end hotels. I mean, they're all throughout the valley, but Napa has quite a few in the city itself. And, a city that wasn't affected by the fire, so people can come there, have, a very nice wine country experience, food and the places to stay, things to see. And, we're a little bit more spread out here, so it may take us a little bit longer. But, people are coming back. Actually, the message is, hey, we need you to come. We need you to come up and have some wine and a good food experience because we need you back.
I don't like to out people, but essentially you guys did it anyways. The first Petaluma pot dealer is officially out.
About time.
And he's a Casa Grande High School graduate.
I was at a meeting last week with the new CEO of a company called Canacraft, and they're the largest marijuana products company, I think, certainly here, if not the state and nation, and they believe they're their future is, if I'm getting this right, is in medical products and, not the recreational user or what have you. It's in medical products, which, we all have talked to people who have benefited from medical products. So, we can kind of chuckle at it, but it's a very serious matter.
Oh, yeah.
when you get these. So that I think is our future rather than the recreational side, which is there always will be, but the real place where it could be helpful and provide jobs and manufacturing jobs and what have you is on the medical side. So good for Petaluma.
Good for Petaluma, and good update on the what's available for perusal at the North Bay Business Journal, Brad.
You bet. Well, thanks for having me again. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
We'll talk to you next week. That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.